Welcome to the True Wealth Investors Real Estate Podcast, creative investing strategies to help you build true wealth. I'm your host, Chad Harris. Everybody, welcome back. Glad to have you this week. As always, I appreciate you. And if you could leave a rating and review, subscribe to the channel. Always appreciate it. It helps other people find us. So this week's episode is from a presentation I did recently on raising private money to fund our deals in today's economy with rising interest rates and really competitive market for finding deals. If we can use private money, it unlocks a whole lot of opportunities and allows us to make a lot more money. Additionally, stay to the end of the video. I've got some information about an upcoming training that's available if you want to really deep dive on private money. All right, enjoy. Tonight, we're focused specifically on raising private money. And I know a lot of people, when they hear about private money, either they misunderstand exactly what we're talking about, or they don't necessarily understand all the benefits to them if they use it or why they would need to use it. And so there are a lot of reasons why raising private money, how it solves problems. If we're only limiting the deals that we do to traditional financing, then we're going to miss a lot of deals, right? If we're using traditional financing, we're going to run into problems anytime we have a deal where it's all cash. Anytime it's a quick close deal, a lot of the deals that I've done, we needed to close within 7 days. There's no way to do that deal with a bank. Banks don't really like distressed properties, right? And if you look at just those three we've talked about already, for experienced investors or investors who have made a lot of money in deals, those are the deals that you really make a lot of money, right? The deals where there is some problem and traditional financing won't solve the problem. That's where you make a lot of money. Additionally, with rising interest rates, bank funding is getting a lot more expensive. If you have adjustable rates, some of those rates have doubled, where the rates that we're paying our private lenders have not changed at all. And in some instances have gone down, even as interest rates have gone up. And we'll talk about why that is. Additionally, banks take a long time to get an approval. A lot of times they have a seasoning period if you're doing the BRRRR strategy. And so your money is tied up in that deal before they'll actually lend it back. They have really rigid requirements. Sometimes the requirements seem insane. And with a recession looming, there's no guarantee that traditional financing is going to even continue the way it is. So if we head into a recession, traditional lending is just going to get stricter and stricter as they get more nervous. And that's not the case with private lenders. We'll talk about why. So problems that we have are good deals go fast. If we want to get the really good deals, we have to line up funding so we can close quickly. Prices continue to rise. And I can't even count the number of people who I've talked to who say, I'm going to do either these types of deals to save up money, or I'm saving money from my W-2 income so that I can buy a rental. Well, the whole time they're doing that, the cost of the rentals is going up. And so if they would be able to learn how to raise private money and buy the house now, they would gain all of that appreciation as prices rise. Most people expect that when interest rates do drop, prices are going to rise again because those first-time buyers can now afford more house. They'll be willing to pay more for each property. So now is a good time to get in. And we must live in the now. If we're a real estate investor and our strategy is, I'm just going to wait until things get better, deals get easier to find, or prices get lower or interest rates change, my personality says if that's our stance, we're always going to sit and wait, right? The person who's going to be successful is going to figure out a way to succeed now. This is a really good example of that. This is a flip that Eric did. And when I first met Eric and was working with him, he was successfully doing flips and he had a good crew. The deals he was doing they were doing well. He was making money. The problem was he'd never had enough money to purchase the property and fund the rehab. And so he was taking on a partner. And so every deal he did, the cost of that money ended up being very expensive because he was splitting the profits 50-50 with his lender. And that's not necessarily bad, but it's just that Eric had the knowledge and the know-how to do the deal. It was just the money he was lacking. And so we worked together on how he could raise money from private lenders. And so he raised the money for this deal. This was a flip in Northridge. And he raised the money for the purchase, the full purchase amount, $55,000. He did, it was 8% interest loan with no payment, which when you're doing a rehab or a flip, it is annoying to have that monthly payment when the asset isn't giving you any cash flow. So he liked that idea as well. The loan that he got was for the purchase. He used his own money for the rehab because he had enough for that. He ended up being all in at about one, it was 105, and ended up selling that property for 180. So his profit after all of his expenses was around 70,000, which is a really good flip. I don't know that anybody would complain about that, right? But what made it even better was because he had gone through the effort of raising the private money, he kept all of the 70,000. He didn't have to split the 70 with a partner. And so he, in essence, made $35,000 more than he would have if he had taken a partner like his deals before. And so Eric wanted to be successful, was driven, but what his real dream was to be able to move to Florida. And shortly after doing this deal, he restructured all of the deals he was doing, was making a lot more money on each deal, and he is living in Florida now. And that's one where I think too often we have the temptation to put things off, but we have to live in the now. We have to deal with what the market gives us now and figure out a way to be successful now. Some other things with traditional financing, and this really frustrates me because if we aren't doing the deals that we should or we're letting those deals pass, we are missing out on vacations with our family and experiences that we could have with our family. We're missing out on the peace of mind. We'll talk about a deal related to that, but if all of our money, personal money, is getting tied up on it, then that really is going to cause stress. And we're missing out on the freedom that comes from building a business and doing the deals that we can. All right. And private money really is the solution. It is the fastest way to fund deals. You can fund deals with an email, a phone call. It can be within 24 hours if you already have the relationship set up. It's the easiest way to fund deals. The approval process is literally a conversation. That could be in person. That could be over the phone or Zoom. It could be in an email. It's the cheapest way to fund deals. And that is 100% true now with interest rates because what we pay our lenders is lower than the common interest rates. And it's the safest way to fund our deals. And the number one reason I like it is really flexible. So as long as we can structure the deal so that it fits what the private lender wants and it fits what we're after, we can do the deal. So we can have the payments change every year. We can have no payment for a while. We can have interest only, and we'll get into some of the creative ways or flexibility we can use there. But just know that If we understand how to use private money, a lot of deals that aren't really a deal with traditional financing can suddenly become a deal. And so we have a lot more opportunity if we're using private money. And private money has no points. There's no costs for originating the loan, which makes the rate that we're paying cheaper. There's no credit checks. I have never had my credit check besides, well, for the first 55 doors, right? Till that first bank loan. And a lot of times it requires no money down. And we'll talk about how to do that as well. And whether you are just beginning, getting started, maybe you're struggling with money and not sure how to really get into deals, or maybe you're in real estate and you're doing the deals you want, but you want to scale your business and do more deals, or maybe you're really experienced. You may not even be looking for new deals, but you're looking for a way to pay off your current debts faster or make the deals that you have, your current assets, more profitable. Any of those scenarios, private money will help. Okay. And so the reason that you look for private money may change over time. For me, when I got started, I couldn't get a loan from a bank. And that's why I raised money from private lenders. But now I can easily get a loan from a bank, but I choose to still use money from private lenders because of all the reasons we've talked about and because it ends up making me much more money. All right. So, again, there are two types of investors out there. We see a lot of broken investors who are giving reasons why they can't succeed. Maybe the market is tough, it's hard to find deals, interest rates are high. We can add a whole bunch of things to that list. Okay. And if we're looking for excuses, we'll always be able to find an excuse. The golden investors, the ones who are going to be successful, if you want to be a golden investor, you're going to look for solutions. All right. And private money is one of those solutions that solves a lot of the things that we are seeing in our current market now. All right, I hope you benefited from that instruction. Raising private money really has changed my business and greatly impacted my life. I know it'll have a huge impact on your business and life as well. And if you really want to dive into how to raise private money, how to use it to grow your business, do more deals, make more money from the deals you're currently doing, or really scale your business, I have a private money accelerator coming up. That is a 6-week small group coaching program where we work through this whole process together. Most everybody raises money and gets the funding for their deal within that 6 weeks. So if you are ready to take the next step and really have an impact on your business, go to truewealthinvestors.com. And you can hit the courses tab and you'll see the accelerator program. If you have any questions, hit the contact tab, reach out to me through email. I'd be happy to answer any questions for you. But I really hope to see you there in the Private Money Accelerator. It will have a huge impact and unlock a lot of deals for you. All right. Thanks again for joining. I'll see you next week. And as always, keep building your dream life one door at a time. We are adding new episodes every week, so make sure and subscribe and check out all of our content at truewealthinvestors.com.